Tuesday's vote may be behind us, but there's still nearly 2 months of campaigning to go in this election season, and corporate America promises to be this year's political villain. Satirists Bruce Kluger and David Slavin believe this could lead to some very interesting political commercials.
Bob Gunderson. He says he wants to crack down on corporate corruption, but every month for the past 3 years, Gunderson has written a check to the biggest criminal of them all, WorldCom. Gunderson's explanation? To pay for his so-called long-distance phone bill. Sorry, Bob, that's a wrong number. As if that weren't enough, Gunderson's wife Peg owns 3 Martha Stewart cookbooks, a Martha Stewart Quiet Time CD, and a queen-size set of Martha Stewart 250-count Pima cotton sheets. The color? Midnight blue. Maybe prison blue would be more like it. Bob Gunderson, he's wrong for the times, wrong for America.
I'm Senator Chuck Zeffirelli, and I'm serious about white-collar crime. I help sponsor legislation to make CEOs more accountable to their shareholders, and if need be, to put them behind bars. In fact, when negative reports about Enron began to surface, I was the first United States Senator to divest my portfolio of that tainted stock. When I discovered that Gary Winnick of Global Crossing was to follow me as a speaker at a forum I was attending, I simply took my honorarium and left the stage. And of course, when I learned about the outrageous perks that former CEO Jack Welch continues to enjoy from GE, I instantly terminated the services of my reflexologist, my daughter's writing instructor, and my wife's personal Pilates trainer, Gunther. Sure, my opponent likes to point out that the Senate Ethics Committee recently rebuked me for receiving illegal gifts. But what he doesn't say is that those gifts were from an individual, not a corporation. As your senator, I won't be a flunky for corporate bigwigs and fat cats. I'm nobody's flunky, but yours.
Chuck Zeffirelli, he's our flunky.
Paid for by friends of Chuck Zeffirelli, Teamsters Local 442, and the men and women of Lucky 7 Waste Disposal Company.
Satire from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin with Rob Webb.